say the story is this. It's the middle of the night. Okay? And the man is fast asleep in bed. And there's a knock at the door. And the man says, "Who is knocking at my door at midnight?" So he goes to the door to check. And it's his neighbor. And his neighbor says to him, "Excuse me, I would like you to give me some bread. Have you got some bread in your refrigerator? Please give me 3 loaves of bread." Okay, what is the man inside going to say?
"I can't."
Okay, why would he say, "I can't"?
Because he already in the bed.
He's already in bed, that's right. And what's the point of getting out of bed? I think if it were me, I'd say to him, "If you want 3 loaves of bread, why didn't you go to the store yesterday and buy it yourself? Why do you wait?" We got to translate this. Who's translating?
Got it.
Okay.
Can we start over?
Yeah, you start over. Yeah.
Wait, I mean, can
you want me to start over?
Yeah.
All right. It's the middle of the night. A man comes to the door.
一个人在半夜的时候，你去敲你的门。
Okay. He says, "A friend has come to me. I need 3 loaves of bread. Please give me some bread."
他说我的朋友来了，请给我三块面包。
The man says to himself, "Why disturb me at midnight? Why don't you get some? Why didn't you bring some bread yesterday?"
那里面的人就说，你半夜把我叫起来是干嘛呢？你为什么自己昨天不去买呢？
He might have said, "Why don't you keep some extra bread if you think you're going to have friends coming?"
他有可能也会说，你既然知道有朋友要来，为什么你不先准备好呢？
So here's the man. One's at the door, the other's inside. This man asks for bread. This man says,
所以现在有两个人，一个站在门外，一个站在门里。门里门外这个人想要面包。
Okay. What's this man going to say?
这个人要说什么呢?
He's going to say, "Oh, all right."
他说好吧。
He says, "I'll give you the bread. It's a dumb story, but I'll give you the bread."
我把面包给你就是了。And
he does it because of the need of the other man to help his friend.
他这样做是因为门外那个人是需要去帮助他的朋友。
Now, the conclusion of the story is
那结论就是,
that God will answer our prayer.
神也会回应我们的祈祷。
And God will answer our prayers especially if we're going to use the answer for somebody else.
特别是在我们为他人祷告的时候。
Sometimes, most of the time when we ask God to answer our prayers, it's for ourselves, isn't it?
大多数时候我们祷告就是为了自己。
God says, no, the best way to get your prayer answered is to pray so that you can get something to help somebody else.
但是其实最好的方法是你对神要为他人祷告。
That is a most important principle in life.
那是生命中最重要的一条原则。So,
Mommy and Daddy, if you want God to answer your prayer, you pray, "Lord, would you please help me help my children?"
所以说，在座的父母，如果你想要神，你想要神响应你的祷告的话，你要跟神说，你要问神，请帮助我的孩子们。
Very often the answer you will say, "Lord, would you help me? Because I've got to help my friends."
你经常会说，神，请你帮助我，因为我要帮助我的朋友。
That's very good. Nathan's got himself a Bible now. And he had enough wisdom. Is that a Bible? I think that's a Bible answer book, isn't it? Bible dictionary, that's right. If he can read a Bible dictionary, good for him. Very good. All right, so how are we going to get an answer to prayer? When you pray, say, Lord, if you will do this, then I will be able to do something else for somebody else, because I know you want to bless and help somebody else.
所以怎么样，要怎么祷告呢？就要问神，说你要帮助我，所以我才可以帮助另外一个人。那神是永远会想去帮助，帮助所有的人的。So,
many, many years ago, I read these verses.
很多年前，我在圣经中读到这些章节。
And I said, Lord, they're wonderful verses. I am going to pray them often.
那我当时就说，这是真是特别好的章节。那我就经常要祷告他们。
And I probably prayed this prayer more often than any other prayer in the Bible.
这大概是我说的最多的一个祷告。And
my prayer goes like this.
这祷告是这样的。
I say, you know, later on today or tomorrow, I'm going to have a job. I've got to tell people about the Bible.
今天晚一点或者明天，我有一个工作，那就是我要告诉别人关于圣经的事。But
I don't know what to say.
但是我不知道我该说什么。So
I pray and I say, Lord, if you would give me something to say to the people, then I could tell the people what it is you told me to say.
所以我就祷告说，如果神呐，如果你能告诉我该说什么，我就能把你的话告诉那些人。So
why does God teach me the Bible?
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Why does God teach me the Bible?
为什么神要教我圣经呢？
What's the answer?
Help us.
So that I can teach other people the Bible.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. And my friends come to me and they say, okay, teach us the Bible. I say, what? What can I teach? So I go to God and I say, God, you give me something so that I can give them something.
所以我朋友来找我说，他说要我去教他们圣经。那我就说，那不是，那是神告诉我，我在告诉你们。
Okay, now that's the way we are all to live life.
那就是我们应该如何生活的方式。And
each of you are in different situations with your families, with your friends. And your job is to give them something that God wants them to have, but you don't have it yourself yet.
每个人的情况都不一样，但是你的使命就是要
Okay, so I'll tell you my grandmother's story.
我告诉你我外祖母的故事。
My grandmother lived in a small part of Prince Edward Island.
我的祖母住在那个偏一岛上，那个。
PEI, that's right. Okay, and the part of the island that she lived in, just about everybody there was from Scotland.
当时她住的那个地方，那几乎那里所有的人都是苏格兰。Okay,
but the people there, many of them couldn't speak English.
当时那大多数人都不会说英文。They
didn't speak Chinese. They spoke a Scottish language called Gaelic.
他们也不会说中文，他们说的是一种苏格兰语，叫Gaelic.
That's right. That was the language, Gaelic. Okay. My grandmother.
我的外祖母.
Could.
They wear the skirt.
What?
They wear.
Well, some men do, but not me. Yeah, the men from Scotland sometimes wore what we call plaid skirts.
苏格兰的男人很多时候会穿那种
裙子。
Those plaid skirts were called kilts.
Kilts.
Okay. And so a lot of men wore a Scottish kilt.
所以说当时很多苏格兰的男人就穿着那种裙子。
But I never wore a kilt.
You can try.
No. No, I'm not going to wear a kilt. Okay. My grandmother could speak English and Gaelic.
我的祖母可以说英语和那个 Gaelic.
And she could read English and Gaelic.
她两个也都能读。
But not everybody in the community could even read.
但是当时很少有人可以真正的读。
So there was an old man lived across the street.
所以说当时这里有一个老人就住在街的那头。
They used to call him Old, Old John Bruce.
他们有时间叫他老老 John.
老老 John.
Okay. Because his name was John Bruce.
因为他名字是 John Bruce.
But he had a grandson whose name was John Bruce.
因为他的孙子也名字也叫 John Bruce.
And a son who was John Bruce.
他儿子也叫 John Bruce.
Okay. And then he was John Bruce.
所以他是 John Bruce.
Okay, so there's John Bruce and John Bruce and John Bruce. So John Bruce was the younger, and then old John Bruce, and this was old, old John Bruce. So old, old John Bruce wanted to read the Bible. But he couldn't read the Bible because he couldn't read. And he couldn't speak English. So he used to come to my grandmother's home.
所以说他以前会来到我祖母的家里。
And he said to my grandmother, "You read the Bible to me."
他跟他祖母说，你把圣经念给我。
So my grandmother learned to read the Bible to him because she had to help him.
所以说他的外祖母就学会了怎么样去给他读这个圣经。
Now what happened was she did that so often that she herself learned the Bible.
所以说她经常给她读这个圣经，她自己慢慢也就学会了。
So one day about 105 years ago,
大概105年之前
，a preacher came to Vancouver.
一个牧师来了温哥华
，and he preached in a tent that they put up at 25th and Main.
当时就在25和 Main 上面，他们在一个搭起来的帐篷里面传教。
And the preacher started preaching from the Bible.
传教士就开始传教。
And he told people how they could become Christians.
他告诉人们怎么能成为基督徒。
How they could get their sins forgiven.
怎么让神原谅他们的罪。
How they could have new life.
怎么获得新生活。
And she said, I understand now.That's what the Bible said. That's what I was reading in the Bible.
他外祖母就说，我现在知道怎么做了，那就是圣经里说的就是这些。
And so she became a Christian by helping this old, old John Bruce know the Bible.
所以说，通过帮这个 old John Bruce 读这本圣经，他也自己变成一个基督徒。
So 15 years ago, I went to Prince Edward Island.
15年前我又去了 PIE.
And I met a man who still lives in that house.
我在那栋房子里找到了一个人。
And I asked him what his name was.
我问他的名字叫什么。
His name is John Bruce. Okay, so I think there's going to be at least 5 generations. John Bruce and John Bruce and John Bruce. Old, old John Bruce and John Bruce. So if this is old, old John Bruce and old John Bruce and John Bruce, this would be young John Bruce, and the one that I met was young, young John Bruce. Okay. So, here's the story then. How do you want God to answer your prayer? You say, God, if you will do this for me, then that will enable me to do that for you.
So, 怎么让神回答你的祷告呢？你要说，如果你能对我，如果你帮我，能对我做这个事情，我就可以有那个能力去帮助其他人。
Okay, that's a good thing to remember.
So
when you've got a job to do for God, you ask Him to help you.
当你要为神工作的时候，你要求他的帮助。
And I'm amazed at the many stories in life where God gives people the ability to do things that they don't have any ability to do.
这是非常奇妙的，当神给那些人的能力去做那些他们永远不可能做到的事情的时候。
So we've got some boys here today. So I'm going to tell you my story.
所以我要告诉你们我的故事。
I went to Lord Bing High School when I was 14 years old.
我14岁的时候去了 Lord Bing 高中。
Okay, when I was there, some of the older boys in the school said, Harold, we've got a job for you.
当时那些比他年长的那些学生就告诉他说 Harold, 我们有个工作要让你做。
I said, what do you want me to do?
我就问他们你们想让我干嘛？
They said, we want you to organize a Christian club.
他说我们想让你组织一个基督社团。
In the intermediate school.
在这个学校的这个社团里面。
So, I had to organize a club for students in grade 8 and students in grade 7.
所以说我需要创建一个社团就给那些七年级和八年级的学生。
I said, how could I organize a club? I don't know how to organize a high school club.
然后我也不知道怎么去做一个高中管理一个高中社团啊。
And they said, if you do it, the Lord will help you.
他们说，那如果你去做它的话，神就会帮助你。
I said, well, what can we do?
他说，那我就问他们，我们能怎么做呢？
They said, well, you can get a preacher, and you can pray, and you can do some singing, and you can befriend the people. You could get a club going if you wanted to. You could have a club.
他说，你可以去找个牧师，你可以祷告，你可以唱圣诗。你可以跟他们做交朋友，你可以完全可以管理一个社团的。
I said, well, who can help me?
他说谁能帮助我呢
？God.
They said, well, you can do it yourself, and God will help you.
然后你自己和神就可以了。
And you know what? I did. God helped me.
神帮助了我。
Why did He help me? Because I needed Him to help me do this, so that for Him I could do that.
他帮助了我，因为他帮助了我，我就可以去帮助别人。
Okay, when you pray and ask God for difficult things, if you're going to do it in order to help somebody else, God will help you do it.
如果你是为了去帮助他人而去求的事，那神都会帮你的。
Can I tell you the story of Chu?
我可以告诉你 Chu 的故事。
Chu, everybody know Chu?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know Chu. Chu is a man who comes to our church when he's not working. He's working today, but he comes on Sundays and he's in our church now. Chu is a Chinese from Malaysia who lived in Japan and came to Canada.
Chu 是一个他是一个从在马来西亚出生的中国人又从日本搬到温哥华。
So that would make him a Chinese, Malaysian, Japanese, Canadian.
所以说那会让他成为一个中国马来西亚日本加拿大人。
Okay. So, he was in Japan.
他当时在日本。
He was in a small club.At the Japanese university.
他当时在一个日本大学里面的一个很小的一个社团。
And there was another fellow who was leading the club who was from the United States.
当时还有一个美国来的人是那个社团的领头的。
And then the man from the United States said, I'm going to have to go back to the United States. What are we going to do with this university club?
然后那个美国人就说，我马上回国了，那我们这个社团怎么办呢？
So you know what a club is?
你知道一个社团是什么吗？
Everybody know what a club is? A club is a group of people who get together to do something.
就是一群人在一起做一些事情。
So the man said, Chu, should we keep the club going?
所 所以那个美国人就问 Chu， 他说我们要让这个社团继续下去吗？
And Chu said, well, we've got a problem. I'm the only one who can lead it.
然后他说我们的 Chu 就说我们有一个问题啊，他说只有我可以带领他。
And he said more than that, I'm the only one in it. We don't have any other leaders. We don't even have any other members.
然后他还说另外一个问题，他说这社团就只有我们两个人了，你怎么就只剩我一个、啊、
I'm the only person.
我就只剩我一个人了。
But they had a registration form. The club was registered with the university. But it had one leader and one member in the same person.
他们的社团当时是在大学是有注册的，但是他们只有一个领头的和一个成员，两个人。
But the other problem was that Chu was a Malaysian Chinese and he couldn't speak Japanese very well.
还有一个问题就是，那 Chu 当时是一个中国马来西亚人。他日语说的不是很好。
And the other problem was that the Japanese didn't really respect the Chinese that much.
因为当时日本人不是那么尊重中国人。
Okay, it's like that all around the world. One nationality, each nationalities don't always trust one another the way they should.
这就是全世界都是一样的，有的时候两个国家的人都不是特别待见对方。
But he thought, you know, if we had that club, we might be able to use it for God, and some people might trust the Lord Jesus as their Savior. If we had that club, it might be able to be used for God.
但是就是说，如果我们让那个社团继续下去的话，那么可能会对神，对他们传教会有帮助。
So Chu told me that he said, all right,God, if you will help me organize that club, then I will use it to tell other people about Jesus.
他就像他跟神祷告说，如果你帮助我管理这个社团，那么我就会用这个社团去传教。
Okay, so the next year, from nothing, 10 people trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior because of that club.
所以说在第一年他们又有了十个人成为了基督徒。
God will answer your prayer when you say, God, I'm doing this for you so that I can meet your need.
神会回答你的祷告，当你是为了去完成神的意愿而问的事情。
So back to the story that we were talking about before some of you came.
所以说回到我们之前你们还没来的时候说的那个故事。
There was a woman by the name of Hannah who wanted a son. She didn't have any children in her family and she wanted to have a son.
当时有一个女人叫 Hannah， 她非常想要一个儿子，因为她没有任何孩子。
And so she said, but that's a problem for me. God has got a bigger problem.
但是他说那是我的问题，神的问题是更大的。
God's problem is
神的问题是
that there are priests who are supposed to be serving God and they're not serving God.
有很多传教士并没有在做他们本分的工作。
So she said, God, if you will give me a son, then I will take that sonAnd give him to you so that he can be the man that the priests are not.
所以说 他就祷告说，如果你给我一个儿子，那我会把那个儿子交给你，他会就成为一个 你心目中的那个传教士。
So God gave her a son.
所以神就给了他一个孩子。
And 3 or 4 years later, she took him to the priest, to the tabernacle,And she left him there.
所以说大概三四年之后，他就把他带到一个传教士的那里，就把他留在了那里。
So did she fulfill her part of the promise?
所以说他做到他的承诺了吗？
God gave her the son, she gave him back.
所以说神给了他的孩子，神给了他一个孩子，他把那个孩子又给了神。
Then what happened after that?
那之后发生了什么？
God gave her many...More son.
神给了他更多的孩子。
Okay, that's a marvelous story. Yeah. God gave her all the sons, many sons, back again. She gave one to God, and then she had all the other sons.
她给了神一个儿子，然后她又有了那么多的儿子。
But the other thing is that her son Samuel that she gave to God was the best son she had to her.
但是还有一件事情就是，她交给神的那个儿子 Samuel 是她的所有的儿子里面最好的、最出色的。
So Samuel was not only a good man to the nation, but he was a good man to his mother and his father.
他不光是对于国家来说是一个好人，他对他的父母也更是孝顺。
All right, so like, what's the basis to all this question?
所以说这些问题都是他们有什么共同点？
I think the foundation is this.God loves us.
这所有事情的基础就是神是爱我们的。
And he wants to answer our prayers.
他想回应我们的祷告。
But God often has plans for us that are bigger than we think.
但是神通常会对我们会有我们能想象到比我们想象更大的计划。
So, there is a principle in the Bible that goes like this.
就是说圣经里面有这样一个原则。
If you ask God for something,
如果你问神要一个东西,
He will either give it to you,
他或者给你,
or He will do something better.
或者他给你更好的。
He'll give you something else that is even better.
他会给你一个比那个东西还好的。
So what would you rather have? Something that's good or something better?
就是你想要什么？一个好的，还是要更好的？
And we always say, okay, if you've got, I'd like something better.
如果我们总是说，那就我就要那个更好的吧。
So when you pray, would you pray like this, Lord, would you please give me what I want or something better?
就是当你祷告的时候，你会这样说吗？说神，
That's a pretty smart prayer.
神，你会给我想要的东西，或者更好的吗
？And God delights to give us more than, better than we ask.
神是很欢喜给我们比更好还好的东西。
So the Bible then is the story of God's great plan that is bigger and better than we can understand.
就神这个庞大的计划是比我们能想象的要大得多的。
So here's a question for you.
所以现在有个问题。
When you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候
，Do you get bored and say, "Oh, I read this before"?
你会觉得无聊，然后说我已经读过这一段了吗
？Or when you read it, do you say, "This is even better"?Than I thought it was going to be.
或者你会说，这比我想象的还好看。
And you'll find as you keep reading the Bible, it keeps on getting better and better and better.
当你读圣经的时候，你会发现这本书只会越来越好，越来越好。
And what God has for you keeps on getting better and better and better.
神为你准备的是什么是一样，只会更好，会更好。
Some religions,
有一些宗教
have what they call hidden agendas.
有那些他们是隐藏的那些守则。
Okay, and with a hidden agenda, you don't really know what you're getting until after.
就是在这些隐藏的这些守则里面，你不知道你会得到什么，直到那个。
And sometimes that can be very disappointing.
有些时候呢会很令人失望。
Sometimes you buy something.
就是说你买一个东西。
And you think you're going to get a really good deal. When you get it, you're very disappointed.
你觉得你买了这个东西真的是。
It doesn't work the way you thought it was going to work.
但是它。
It isn't what you thought you were going to get.
但你拿到之后，你发现它并不是你想要的那个东西。
But when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't get things that you didn't know you were going to get. It's just that they're always better than you thought they were going to be.
当你接受耶稣成为你的救主的时候，你不是不得到你之前也想要的东西，只是你会得到更好的东西。
Okay, so when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you say, okay, I'm going to get forgiveness of sins. I'm going to get new life. I'm going to get a home in heaven. I'm going to get a new friend in Jesus. All of those things are there when you first get started, aren't they? Can you remember all that?
I think so. 所以当你接受耶稣成为你的救主的时候，你不光你不光你你不你不光得到你是罪的饶恕，一个新的生命，在天堂的一个家，还有耶稣这个朋友。
Amen.
First class. First class. Okay? You get all of those things. But after you become a Christian,
但是要在你成为一个基督徒之后，
you find out that everything you got is even better than you thought.
比你想象的还要好。
The forgiveness is better.
那个宽恕是更好的。
And the new life is better.
新生命也是更好的。
Okay, and heaven's going to be better. Everything is it's going to be better than we thought. Not different. Not all kinds of problems. Just gets better. So many people say the Christian life doesn't get easier, but it does get better. Alright, so that's very, very good. I've got to go back in my mind now to make sure that I've got everybody's name the way it should be. This is Nathan. His name is easy to remember. His father's name is?
David,
of course, David. And Susan's back with us today. And Anila, and Jordan. Okay. A teacher here one night, on a Tuesday night years ago, and his phrase went like this. He said, God's methods are men. What method?
在很多在几年前，我们这里有一个圣经的传，一个圣经的讲师，他说神的方式就是人。
What will God use to accomplish his objective?
神会用什么来达到他想要的目的呢？
Answer, God chooses to use men and women.
神用人和女人来完成他要做的事情。
God could have said, I'm just going to do everything through angels.
神可以说我只要用天使就可以完成我想要的东西了。
God's angels probably would be more reliable.
神的天使大概会比我们更好。
They probably would do a better job.
他们应该会做得更好。
But God's methods are men and women like you and me.
但是神用的是人。
And so God wants to do his great work, and he's going to do it through people.
就是神想要的是非常好的工，而且他会用通过人来做到。
And so Josh, the house of Eli failed. God says, all right, I'll use another man.
所以说伊莱他失败了，那神就说那好，我要会用另外一个人。
And he brought in Samuel in a very unlikely way.
所以说他就带来了 Samuel.
Okay, now God wants to do the same thing for you and me.
他会对我们做一样的事情。
So do you ever ask the question, why am I here?
你有没有想过这个问题？我为什么会在这里
？Why?
I think
you ask that question.
Yeah, because I'm God's daughter.
You're God's daughter. That's right. Why did God want a daughter?
Because he wants that me to help another person.
Amen. So that they can have other daughters and
yeah,
sons.
Yeah, yes.
That's right. So God chose each one of us because he loves us, but he chooses us for something great.
神选择我们每个人，因为他爱我们每个人，但是他同时也为了我们，也让我们有更大的一个目的。
So, David's got a son. Okay. And Nathan is a nice boy. Nathan is a nice boy.
Yeah.
That's right. So, now, what is David's plan for Nathan?
I hope he can grow up with happy, many happy.
That's right.
Yeah.
And make other people happy. That's right. So, you gotta go ahead here.
同时也要让其他人感觉快乐。
He makes everyone happy.
That's right. So God's plan for Nathan, sorry, David's plan for Nathan grows as he sees Nathan grow. His plans, his hopes for Nathan grow. So it is with God. He's got bigger plans for us than we think.
就是说 David 对 Nathan 的计划就是想让他成长。但是神对我们的计划也是一样的，但是神对我们还有更重要的事情。
All right, so the book of Philippians in your Bible.
Which chapter?
I think it's chapter 3. Give me a moment to find the verse now. It's chapter 3 and verse 12. Philippians, chapter 3 and verse 12. Someone read, please, verse 12 in chapters in Chinese and then in English, please.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
All right, let's try that in English now. Not that I have already obtained all this. Or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. All right, there's the logic. I press on to take hold of what it ever was for which reason Jesus took hold of me. Just got to make sure that I read it again. So here's the question now. Why did God make you?
为什么神创造了你?
He loves me.
Yeah, that's right. Why? For what purpose did he choose you?
他为什么, 他为了什么原因去选择了你?
And the whole logic is, if God chose me for a purpose, then I must go and do that job.
他说这个逻辑就是，如果神创造我们是为了一个目的，那我就必须要做到他给我的那个目的。
Many years ago, I used to work for a very big corporation.
因为很大的公司工作。
And when I worked for the big corporation,
当我跟那个他工作的时候，
my boss used to say to me,
我的上司有告诉我，
he would say,This is what I want you to do.
他会告诉我，这件事情就是我要你做的事情。
So I would go to work in the morning.
所以我早上会去上班。
And I would say, what should I do today?
我会问他，我今天该做什么？
And the answer is, I've got to do the job that my boss told me I've got to do.
那我就要做我的上司告诉我去做的工作。
The most important thing for me to do every day was to make sure that I did what my boss told me to do.
对我来说，每天最重要的事情就是我要做到我那个上司告诉我去做的事情。
Okay, so when you become a Christian,
当你成为一个基督徒
，your responsibility is to find out what God wants you to do，
就是去找到神想让你做的事情
，and then do it，
然后去做到。
And Paul says, "Listen, My whole objective in life is to do what God told me that I should do.
保罗就说，那我人生的整个目的就是要去做神告诉我去做的事情。
So this is God's plan for us then. He wants to answer our prayers so that we can do what He wants us to do.
就是神对我们的计划，他会回答我们的祷告，所以说我们就可以去做他想让我们做的事情。
So, if I were to say to my boss, I want $1,000 to go on vacation,
如果我告诉我的上司，那是我想要1000块钱去度假。
My boss would say no.
我老板会说不。
But if I were to say to him, I want $1,000 in order to finish the job you want me to do.
但是如果你告诉他，我需要1000块钱去做你今天让我做的工作。
He would say, okay, here's $1,000, go do it.
他说好的，去做吧。
So when you pray, you pray, Lord, this, I want this, but this is, I want this so that I can do this for you.
你要说我需要这个。
And then you go and do
it
for him.
然后你就为他去做你说的事。
So that's how this man Samuel became the great man. His mother gave him to God.So that God could use him to do the thing that God wanted him to do.
所以说这就是为什么 Samuel 变成了一个伟大的人。他的母亲把他交给神，神就用他去做，去成就他想要的事情。
So, two great things then in that story of Samuel. One is a great mother who said, I will give my son to God.
所以说在这个 Samuel 的故事里面有两个伟大的人。一个就是那母亲。
And the other is a great son who said, I'm prepared to do for God what my mother and God want me to do.
还有就是一个伟大的儿子。Samuel 就说我会完成神和我的母亲想让我做的事情。
So the question then is, what is your responsibility in life?
现在问题就是你在人生中的责任是什么？
What do you want people to say about you?
你想让人怎
么 at your funeral?
在你的葬礼的时候。
Okay, when it comes time for you to die, and all your friends are gathered at your funeral, what would they like you to say?
Like you to say?
What would they like? No, sorry, not you. What would you like them to say about you? That's better. Yes.
在你的葬礼的时候，你希望你的朋友们都对你说，都怎么说什么的话
？Okay. There's some things you would like them to say. I often think that businessmen have got to be reminded.
我如果这有什么，如果有一些你想让，如果你有一些话想让他们说的话，那么总觉得你应该提醒一下那些做生意的人。
And hopefully they're going to say something more than he spent a lot of time at the office.
所以说希望他们说的不光是他一天到晚都在办公室。
Okay, there's more important things in life than going to the office.
有比去办公室更重要的事情。
I would like people to say at my funeral,
在我的葬礼我希望人们会说
he served God.
他侍奉了神。
He did what God wanted him to do.
他做了神想让他做的事情。
I had an uncle.
我有一个叔叔。
And at his funeral service, they simply said this. God sent him to us.
在他的葬礼里面有人说了这句话。
I thought that would be a nice thing to have people say at your funeral about you. God sent him to us, for us.
神派他来为了我们。
So there's this wonderful woman, Hannah, and she needed a son. She said, God, you give me a son, I'll give him to you. And she did, and he went and served God, and he was a marvelous blessing to the people because of the heart of the mother.
所以说这个叫 Hannah 的女人。跟着神要了一个孩子，把他交给了神，然后这个儿子 Samuel 最后是成了一个对人们一个非常好的事情，因为他的母亲按照神说的做了。
Okay, so there's different kinds of prayers.
有很多不同的祷告。
And you can have small prayers.
你可以有很小的祷告。
Or you can have really, really big prayers.
你可以有非常非常大的祷告。
How big are your prayers?
你的祷告一般有多大？
How much do you pray for?
你为了什么样？你为多少事情祷告？
And when you read the Bible, you'll find that the prayers that Paul has, especially Paul's prayers, were great prayers for big things.
在你读圣经的时候，特别当你读到保罗的这些祷告的时候，你发现他们是非常长，而且非常的多的事情。
So when you ask God for things, make sure you ask Him for big things.
你要问他要那些重要的事情。
Very good. So, we got a couple more minutes and questions, please. Who's got some questions or comments? Questions or comments, please.Okay, so I keep on thinking about.
Is there anything to do?
Pardon me?
Is there anything to
do? There will be in a minute, yeah. We'll get something in a minute for everybody. Again, I keep on thinking about big things. I'm not sure how old Samuel was.
Nathan.
Pardon me?
Nathan.
That's right. I'm not sure how old Samuel was.
Oh,
when,、
okay.
when he went to the temple. He wasn't much older than Nathan.
3 years.
Pardon me?
3 years old.
3 years old, probably, yeah.
Samuel.
And so he went off to the temple as a little boy.And Nathan here is a little boy. And you say, well, he can't do anything. God says, oh yeah, a little boy that's going to follow the Lord, he can do much. God's plans for us all are probably that we could do far more than we do. His plans are great. Some of us rise to that great level. But usually we don't. We miss the great call.Of God. So my, go ahead.
神给我们的计划总是很伟大的。有些人可以做到那神给他们指示的事情，但是大多数我们是做不到的。
So my question to you again is, what great thing is God going to do for you and through you?
所以说，那问题又回到之前最开始的问题。那么神会通过你去做，和指示你去做些什么好事情呢？
Very, very good. Well. It's very nice to have everybody here today. And David, we're delighted that you're here. We're glad that you came today.
We're glad,
happy. We're happy that you came today and that Nathan came. Nathan's a good boy. So thank you for bringing him. We've got Will's in the other room. Nathan, Andy,Andrew, Jordan, Jesse. It's great that the children are here. God's plan is that the children grow rapidly to serve God. Samuel was a great man of God, but he started very early.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the best thing to do is to start when you're very, very young.My mother used to say to me, she would say, now Harold, your job in life is bigger than my job. Because you see, she said, I became a Christian when I was older, but you became a Christian very young. I didn't know much to get started, but you knew at the beginning, so you've got to grow farther and faster.And so we all start where we are, but it's wonderful when the children get started. So I want to thank all of you who are younger for being here today. Our outreach in the fall isn't as good as in the summer because the children aren't there in the fall. They're in school. We're happy that you're here. other comments. I'm going to have Annalia, how long are you in Canada for?
Five days.
That's not very long.
If you know, they just 刚下飞机,
they just got off the plane.
This morning?
Yeah, and then I take the...
Good, very good, very good. So Jordan, that's wonderful. You said, Jordan, that you read the Bible in China?
Yeah, in Chinese.
How did you get to do that?
Because my
teacher,
history teacher is a Christian.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And she's very nice.
So you've got a Bible in Chinese that you can read?
Yeah, because I'm interested in it.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're interested. Yeah, I'm glad that you're interested in it. That's wonderful. 5 days, that's not very long. We're happy that you're here.
Thank you.
All right, should we pray? Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for being a good God.
神啊，我们要为你是一个好的神，谢谢你。
And you're not just good to us; you've got big plans for us.
其实你不光是对我们好，你对我们的人生也都会有计划、有安排。
And you're the God who wants to answer our prayers by fulfilling your plans for us.
你是一个会通过实现你对我们的计划来回应我们祷告的神。
And so, Lord, we're praying that you will do that in each heart here. May each of us say, Lord, I want to do what you want me to do.
所以说神啊，我们希望你对在座的每个人都做这件事情，然后每个人都说，我们会按你说的去做。
And so we pray for each one today.
所以我们为在座每个人祷告。
We pray especially for those who are new with us, and we pray for Jordan and Analia, for Nathan and for David.
特别是今天新来的人。
And Lord, we pray that you'll just bless each one of them abundantly. Thank you for sending them to us today.
神，那我们祷告你会祝福他们中的每一个人。
And Lord, we pray that each of us will be like Hannah, men and women of prayer, so that you can bless us.
我们祷告，我们每个人都像Hannah一样，所以你可以祝福我们。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you very, very much.